morning, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Partly cloudy, 44 cool degrees. Waking up here on a snooze day Tuesday, the second Tuesday of September. You know how I know that? Because Kim Melton's standing right next to me here, Wilkins Soil and Water. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to see you.
You too.
I haven't talked to you since the wildly successful field day that you had in July.
I feel like Craig hogs you all the time. You know,
once he does. Well, I'm glad he turned you loose today. We got a lot to cover here. We're going to talk about, for one, grade stabilization structures. What can you tell us about this, Kim?
Yeah, you know, I usually come in and talk about soil health. And what we're doing for cover crop and what farmers are doing, what programs we have available. And I thought, you know, this time I'd mix up a little bit and talk about another thing that we do a lot of, and that is controlling the water runoff in these fields. And so we currently do have funding available for what we call grade stabilization structures or erosion control structures, depending on what organization you deal with, I guess is what they call them. But what these structures are for are blowouts or gullies that are coming off of legal ditches, private ditches. It could be rivers, streams, lakes, wherever you see water runoff coming at an angle that it just blows out the soil and it eats away the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we create this berm and we put a culvert, so we still have the drainage, but this berm holds the water back and it allows the sediments and nutrients and pollutants to filter out before the water does hit the ditch, the stream, the river, the lake. And we make sure everything is checked out by engineers. It's surveyed. It's built to spec so that the water is still running off the field within 24 hours so we don't have any crop damage when it isn't a scenario of a field. And so it's something that, man, we've done, I think, 92 of these in the last 4 years, Bill. And the need for them is there. We have a lot. We've got three big rivers. We've got a whole bunch of creeks and a whole pile of legal ditch systems that are eventually being retrofitted throughout our county, which is cool to see. And so people are learning the benefit of installing these. And they're not losing any acreage because we install them along the field edge. So they're along the riverbank. And they're able to farm that field without having to go around these blowouts or these big erosion.
Well, they're losing acreage right there. So with this, that's just a win-win.
Yeah, and we've seen them cut halfway across the field. And the guys just tend to make a new headland and just keep farming around them. And I don't think they know that we can fix them for them.
Right.
And we have cost share. So we offer 75% cost share of whatever it costs to fix them.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. And so we're fortunate. Great time to be in conservation right now because we got funding rolling in for soil health practices, and these watershed districts have funding for us. And so we can come in and fix these. And another part of the grade stabilization structure program is these riverbank erosion. So, like, if you got problems where, geez, you're losing 10 feet a year to the river and out of your field, you know, let's get that stabilized. Let's put in tollwood sod mat or some riprap or something that can hold that bank, and now you can take the pressure off of that stream and it can come out and it doesn't cut anymore and you won't lose any more valuable farmland.
Is that an issue here too with the rise and fall of our rivers here? Is that what's taken away a lot of the riverbanks?
You know, if you look at our rivers, they're naturally just full of sediment.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people will point the finger at the farmer. But if you look at it, you know, even if you get in a boat or you get in your kayak and you just cruise down your stream, I mean, you see a lot of those banks are just eating away. And it's the natural what do you call it? It's the natural meander of the stream, right? It's moving, and it's the water's always creating new paths, it seems like. But so it is cutting, and that's where we try to find things or improvements to our streams and rivers that are going to prevent a lot of that sediment and kind of clean up our waters.
And it keeps you busy.
Oh, man.
Kim, you mentioned, too, filtration. So obviously there's some science behind this, too, that's going into this.
Correct, yeah. And there's a really cool thing called a PTM app. And so Houston Engineering has that, and we get together and we sit down and we say, you know what, we're saving this many tons of nitrogen, of phosphorus, of sediment, of this is your gamut of pollution that is being prevented from entering our water systems.
So if people have fields, riverbanks, and they don't know that this help is available, what can they do if they're listening to this and go, you know what, I need some help here. Who do I contact?
Yeah, you come right into the Wilkins Home and Water office, and we'll sit down and we start planning. Some of these really big ones, they take years because we're chasing $300,000. You know, we just don't have that in our back pocket. So yeah. To get that much funding for a project, that takes a year or two to try to wrap that in as a grant. Now, fortunately, right now, we do have some money available for projects, the smaller ones. These field ones, they're ranging about $4,000 to $6,000. They're not so bad. We can pop a bunch of them out in a year. That's not a problem. But the big riverbank erosion ones, depending on how long the stretch is it a lot of riprap? Is it a lot of earthwork? Because that's where your contractors, it's going to be more expensive because you're more to it than just a little grade save structure. So depending on the size of the project. But yeah, if they want to come in and sit down, we can start planning. We'll go on site and visit. We've got three of them in the works right now. And so it's something that it definitely keeps us busy.
You were talking about how happy you were being in Minnesota, too, and all these counties, too, that seem to work together. It's a good collaboration.
It is. I love this side of the river, maybe a little partial to Wilkin County, because even the districts around us, you know, they're so willing to share funding and, oh, hey, you got a big project? Well, here, I'm sitting on some funding, so let me help you out and you can get more projects done. And it works vice versa. We always seem to be teaming up for something. And so, yeah, it's a great place to work, and it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. You got anything else, Kim, or is that going to wrap it for the day?
That's going to wrap me up, Bill.
All right. Well, great to see you back in here. And again, thank Craig for turning you loose today so you come in and talk with us. Kim, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping in. Second Tuesday of every month, we talk with our friends from Wilkins Soil and Water. If you missed any part of this interview, it'll be available on podcast. Just head to our website. That'll be up early this afternoon, kbmwnews.com.